This is 2EC playing the South Coast Greatest Hits. Joining me now is Kathy Griff, who is a Greens councillor in the Bega Valley Shire Council. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning to you and your listeners.
Thank you for speaking with me this morning. Now, I'm sure there's a lot that you want to speak to me about. Let's start with something that's been in the news a fair bit lately, the proposed expansion of the timber mill in Eden. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts are very publicly stated because it's come to council several times and I have voted against it. The tricky issue with the timber mill is that timber and timber extraction is not a council issue, it's a state issue. And so I also argued that it should come to council because there'd been about 165 objections to it. And it's expanding the uses of timber, not to high-grade uses, but to things like briquettes and other sort of uses of the timber. But I would believe there shouldn't be logging in our precious forests. There are better uses for the timber. WA and Victoria have called dates for ceasing such logging. But, it's a potent discussion, but the people working at the timber mill, like logging industry in a lot of other parts of the world, need to be retrained and transitioned to other industries, tourism and the like, caring for the forest, but not extracting them, especially after the catastrophic fires.
No, and Kathy, I spoke to a fellow about this just the other day, and the compartment we were talking about in the Mogo State Forest, I think it was compartment 146, I can't be exactly sure, but I've seen an aerial photograph of that particular compartment that, they plan, State Forestry plan on logging, and it is absolutely surrounded by burnt, already recovering forest. So it's going to look terrible once they log that entire compartment.
It sure is. And I've gone into those compartments on foot and it looks like a bomb has been detonated. It is just it's so shocking to see. And of course, the animal habitats are completely destroyed. And really, you don't have to be a scientist to know that a burned forest just needs time to recover. But as I said, forestry is really a state issue. The council was really charged with looking at a DA to extend the uses. But in general, I consistently would vote against that because I see that that is a very poor use of our beautiful forests.
Is it true that of the over 100 and around 150 submissions received by council in relation to the chip mill in Eden, there was only one single submission in favour of the extension, and quite literally the rest of them were all opposed, but nonetheless the council voted in favour of it? It just indicates that council's not taking into regard these submissions.
Well, it's the Department of Planning wrote that report, and the problem is, as I said, the DA was strictly speaking about the extension of buildings and the like. It was not about logging. And so that's a narrow view of what we were given to look at, but that's the reality of it. The Environmental Defender's Office has taken the Chitmore operators, ANWA, to court over this, and that's why it's come back three times, I think, to council, because there were technicalities about that DA. But the reason they were able to ignore the gist of the submissions is that they were about logging, and they were able to say that is not relevant. The chip mill already has the permission from State Forest Corporation to log, and that's not what we are looking at. Too, but of course, it's very tied up with the success of that logging mill to have these extended uses. And so it's very hard, and I think to most people's minds, an artificial distinction between the extra uses and what they're fundamentally doing to our forests.
Absolutely. Now, Cathy, just stay with us and we'll continue this conversation in a minute.
Sure.
Okay, now I will edit that part. 503. All right. Okay, this is 2EC. This is 2EC playing the South Coast Greatest Hits. We are chatting with Cathy Griff, who is a Greens councillor in the Bega Valley Shire Council. Now, Cathy, we were talking earlier about the proposal to extend the timber mill in Eden. I would actually like to speak to you because you've made some significant contributions since you joined the council, including you've initiated a climate emergency declaration. Coming up to the council elections, do you want to reflect on what you consider your achievements?
Well, certainly I'm quite proud of my achievements. As you said, the climate emergency declaration was a very poignant one, and it also was then fed into our climate resilience strategy. The climate resilience strategy has a lot of good goals and targets in it for all sorts of aspects that relate to climate change, from electric vehicles to solar panels. It can be read online if people are interested in such things, which I hope they are.
And you've also been the deputy chair of the Southeast Arts, as I understand.
Yes, and look, I think the arts in our area of Bega Valley Shire are extraordinary. I don't know if it's something in the water, but we have such talent. And I think one of my favourite things about being a councillor has been on Southeast Arts to promote and highlight the talent and the careers of our performers and visual artists. And so we have put on festivals like Guyong, Complete Aboriginal Festival, and one is again being held next year with over 4,000 people attended last time, supporting our regional gallery and the Bermagui Sculpture Exhibition, making sure that we have funds going to that. Arts now has, I think, so many benefits for tourism, economics, jobs and mental health.
Okay. Now, sorry, Cathy, we are running out of time, but just before we go, is there anything you'd like to say in relation to the upcoming council elections?
Well, I think one of the themes that I would like to see carried on in the next term, where I'm hoping I'm amongst the councillors, is the wicked problem of affordable housing. And since 2017, I've been putting up motions about that. In our council meeting coming up on the 3rd of November, we're voting on the affordable housing strategy finally going to public for comment. And what I'm really looking forward to is some concrete action in this area where councillors are fully behind options, because everyone knows somebody in housing rental stress or homelessness. And so really we need to take urgent action in that field. So climate change, affordable housing, the arts, there's really a lot to do in the coming term. I'm looking forward to being part of it.
Fantastic. Well, Cathy, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Very much a pleasure. Enjoy talking to you any time.
You're welcome. That was Cathy Griff, a Greens councillor in the Bega Valley Shire Council. This is 2EC.